This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Winning with Wellness. I am absolutely thrilled to be here with Nicole, and she is the plethora of knowledge when it comes to breathwork, and I can't wait to dig into it with you. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, it's going to be so great. So I want to share with the audience who you are a little bit, give them some background, and then we're just going to dig into some juicy conversations. Sound good?
Sounds good. Yep.
All right. So you guys, Nicole is a proud mom, best-selling author, and breathwork facilitator on a mission to support women through breathwork to find their way back to who they are truly meant to be for inner peace, confidence, and freedom. She is a certified health coach, a meditation instructor, and a conscious connected breathwork facilitator. Nicole started breathwork because of a powerful and profound experience of her own, and now shares her passion, learnings, and experiences with other women for inner peace, confidence, and freedom, so they can rise up and feel the true beauty and joy of life. And honestly, I have to say, Nicole has done, I've been to many events with Nicole doing the breath work, and it's a game changer. And I want to share before I really introduce you, Nicole, you guys, I know her focus is women, but what she's about to share with us, I've seen her do with men. So men, you have to listen. You have to step in. Just because her focus and her niche are women doesn't mean this doesn't pertain to you as well. So Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So let's get started. I really want to talk about, breath work. Can you explain just really quickly for people? Because there are some people on the show that are listening that really might not understand what breath work actually is or what it means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So breath work simply is breathing so you're doing it for a purpose, you know, really having, you're doing it for a purpose to get a benefit out of it.
So when we talk about breath work, and can you explain the difference between breath work and meditation, or are they similar? Are they different?
They're actually in one way very similar, and they provide very, in some respects, similar results, right? You're still calming your system, or you're energizing from your breath, but you're getting very similar results. Just breath work, it takes you there a lot faster, mm-hmm. and is also oxygenating your body at the same time. So it's really fueling you.
What I love is you refer to the breath work as, you know, that focal point and get to where you need to go quicker. And when we think about wellness, okay, so in your bio, I shared that you had a personal experience. And I would love to know, what is something you've learned on your wellness journey that you would love to turn back time and share with your younger self? What is something that you've learned through this whole journey of stepping into? I mean, you're a certified health coach, you're a meditation instructor, and a conscious connected breathwork facilitator. If that doesn't say wellness, I don't know what does. So what would you tell a younger version of you?
Because everything's in hindsight, so many things, Jenny. But there's a couple things coming up. First of all, to trust and belief in myself, because I need to take care of me. I need to, I already have that within me. I just really need to hone in on that. And, you know, to treat me as my best friend, as if I was somebody else, because there was so many times I didn't talk nice to myself. I didn't treat my body or myself the way that I you know, needed to be my best self. So just to really have that belief and honor myself and treat myself good. But then also to know that breath work, like that my breath was actually a tool for me to heal, to support me in my growth and in that moment, rather than just be something that was automatic. I didn't put any attention, any awareness, anything behind it because I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And so I really wish I knew about it then, so that not only could I help myself to be a better person, better mother, better everything in that time, but then to also teach my son that, you know, he could use his breath as a tool and to really keep him into it if he was feeling anxious or upset or angry, or to come back to his breath. But we don't know what we don't know.
Well, and that's a powerful, so I bet you there's some parents listening right now. When you explain this to a child, how do you explain it? How do you explain breath work or the benefit? Because honestly, what a gift to give your kids, right? Like in hindsight, we would have loved it as children to make it, you know, a practice. So could you share that with me?
But I would probably explain it as it's going to be a healing tool to help you calm down in the moment. And there's, you know, we can keep it fun, and there's like, you could make it like a, I don't know, what are, there's some sort of breaths that are actually fun to do. So you could make it as a fun, energizing breath that you could bring in the morning and, you know, to start your day, or, you know, even just taking a breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and just say that this is every time you feel like, you know, you really need to just take a moment to yourself, you know, do that breath or something. Sorry, I'm not very savvy with explaining that or
no,
working with kids at the moment.
You know what? I got some really great nuggets from that. Like, realistically, we need to engage kids. That's what I'm getting. And when you say, because I immediately go to how do we, you know, get them to use it when things aren't great. But if you actually, what I loved is sharing, you know, how to energize yourself, how to be excited, how to, so if you can get them on the fun side of things, mm-hmm. if you get them to tap into it from the area where it's a little more exciting, then it's easier to shift them into the mindset of using it as a tool, you know, when they're needing to pause. Because mm-hmm. when we're kids, we're not, well, oh my goodness, never mind kids, as adults, we're in such a reactive mode so many times in our lives that we don't take the opportunity to do the breath work to slow down and, you know, really see what that looks like. So I'm really curious, what is something that in your wellness journey that you've learned about that you maybe haven't dove into yet that you're curious to try?
I think for me, I'm really curious about hypnotherapy.
Ooh.
And tapping too, but hypnotherapy is really something that I really find interesting and would love to have a session of my own. So
okay. Well, actually, I think I know someone who can hook you up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've got people. So remind me, we can make that happen.
Yeah.
remind me.
Yeah.
Because
is there one that you are interested in that you haven't delved into?
Oh my gosh, that's such a good question. There are so many. Oh my goodness. Every single day I am learning about a new modality that I didn't even know existed. So the one thing I haven't that come, the first thing that came to mind, if I had time to write the whole list out, there's probably 100, but the first thing that came to mind is astrology, like really digging into my numbers and my charts and all. I find it fascinating that there's, you know, so much ancient wisdom tapped into that whole, like just trying to grasp all that and understand it. And I'm always fascinated when we're given, you know, I'm a Gemini. So when they read the Gemini, you know, traits, et cetera, I'm like, oh my goodness,
They're quite spot on, hey?
Right? I know. So it's one of those things that I, yeah, I would love to do a little more work around. And I don't know that I want to learn the process. I think I want to be someone to do it for me. I think that's what I'm probably going to dig into next, because there's a lot of knowledge there and I don't know that I have the time to learn it all.
Yeah, just to get the information for yourself.
Yeah.
To learn more about you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I'm very much into that too. I want to just learn it all so that I can, you know, better myself and get that. A lot of times I just want them to give me the information so that it's like, okay, this is why. Yeah.
And I love that you bring that up, Nicole, because truthfully, so many times, many of us, and I, you know, I might be the only one in the room that's sharing this, but you know, ultimately I'm addicted to learning. That's just my nature. And when I step into something, I'm like, oh, I want to learn all the things and all the things, but there is something refreshing and self-healing and putting self first to just receive, to not have to be the one that's giving all the time. And I think that's what I love about breath work, is that you're focusing on you. There's not a lot of outside resources that you need. Is you work with yourself. I mean, we start with you. You teach us the things. We get educated. And then it's very self-driven, which I think is an amazing thing. So when people want to work with you in breath work, what does that look like? Do people meet you in person? Do you do online? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, I do. I can do both. I have a little studio here at my house. So if they're in the Exhale Red Deer area, there definitely I'd love to do in person. It's a very different feel than online. I do both though, and I do groups and individual sessions. So yeah, I'm very open to all teachings. And just another point there on the breath is that it's with us wherever we go, every day, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We can utilize it in any moment we need. So that's just another gift that, you know, that healing can be in that exact moment that we need it.
Well, I really want to, you know, put a beacon of light on that exact statement. You know, our breath is everywhere. And that's why this work and working with someone like you is so important, is it's a tool that goes everywhere. We don't have to pack it in our suitcase. We don't, you know, we don't have to, you know, get through security to take it with us. We, you know, we literally, we possess it and own it and have access to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I mean, it's our life force, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's really incredibly powerful. So when people work in breathing work, okay, so I've experienced group sessions with you and we did it in a large scale. We were at a conference and it was incredible. And the impact that people shared was how invigorated they felt, how centered they felt, how focused they felt. So when someone works with you one-on-one, and mostly because I'm also curious as well, is it long sessions? Are they short? Like, what is your standard time frame that you recommend for breath work for people?
Okay, so you can do very short breath work sessions on a daily basis. And that's, you know, to get yourself more centered, to calm down, reduce your anxiety, your stress, you know, really focus on your daily practice. For myself, what I do is when I teach a group or individual sessions, they're longer. So they're about 90 minutes, very different from what you have experienced, Jenny. And you, because you're breathing for about 45 minutes, you would lay down actually and just have your whole breath session laying down. So it's more of a transformation and healing. Mm-hmm. Type of breath rather than, you know, a 5 minute practice where you're really in the moment trying to settle either from task to task or, you know, bring down that anxiety or that stress in the moment. So it's a very different
experience.
Yes. Yeah. And it is an experience. It's kind of hard to explain, actually, because breathwork literally is in your body, like you're breathing and it's in your body. And that's so until you actually feel it and have that experience yourself, it's kind of hard to explain. But mm-hmm. yeah, very powerful and profound.
Well, and I want to highlight, so what I'm getting, and now correct me if I'm wrong, because of course I'm paraphrasing, what I'm hearing is from those smaller doses or those smaller experiences, really about resetting, it's about centering, it's again being conscious of your thoughts, controlling is probably not the right word, but managing your surroundings and your own being in a certain situation. Correct?
To really bring yourself into a place where you can begin to be aware of your own breath and how you're feeling in the moment. Because the more you're aware of how you're feeling in the moment, whether you're breathing in your chest or in your stomach or both, right? You're actually, because if we're breathing up into our chest, we're more in that stress state. We're more in that fight or flight. And if we're breathing from our belly and are using our whole chest and belly, then we're more in our parasympathetic. So we're in that rest and digest. And that's one of the things when you breathe like deeply in through your nose, out through your mouth, you're really centering and getting into that parasympathetic and calming down that nervous system. So that's really what you want to do in that moment of just relaxing and being aware of your body and taking note of where you're feeling it.
So when you've got somebody that's listening right now, they're listening and they're not sure if they want to fully step in, is there two or three things you could set somebody up to win that want to just start dabbling in breath work at home? And they're like, I like what Nicole's saying. I'm not really sure if it resonates with me. Is there a couple steps that you could give people to get started? I mean, I think there's more to it than that, obviously, but to just give them some tangible takeaways.
Like a breath, you mean, or just like a,
yeah, or a process, like, you know, should they be in a quiet room? Should, you know, what's the best way to set yourself up to win if you're stepping into dabbling into breath work?
you can do it anywhere you feel comfortable. Okay. You can do it standing in the line at the grocery store, you know, if you just take a breath in, very focused and aware, release it out the mouth. Or in and out through your nose. You can do it anywhere. Doesn't matter. But I'm going to leave you with a breath that it's very simple. It's the same breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. It's just very calming and relaxing. But if you want to increase it with the depth of your breath, and you can increase it just a touch with the tempo. But if you do it slowly, you're going to really relax your body. And if you increase it a bit, then you're going to get a little bit more energized. So I'll just show you just real quick.
Yeah, that would be great.
So the longer the exhale, the more relaxed you're going to be. Okay. And then if you speed it up. Then you're going to get a little bit more energized and heightened. And the trick is that with this particular breath, you want to keep it connected. So okay. It's a circular breath. So keep it connected and consistent, so it flows, it's always in a circular motion, then that's really gonna where you're gonna focus and feel the shifts in your body. So you can just do a 2-minute timeout.
Curious. So when you say circle, I'm just gonna just pop in just so that people are grasping, because some people can't see what you're doing, obviously. They can only hear. So we're talking that we don't pause to release or inhale. It's like in, out, in flow, and there's no pausing. Is that what you mean by in circle?
Yes, there's okay. No pausing between the inhale and the exhale. So you want to keep it continuous and flow as like a waterfall. It goes up and not a waterfall, a fountain, right? Goes up and down, up and down.
I love it. Okay, because I'm realizing as I was watching you do it, and I'm like, oh, I so pause.
we all naturally do.
Yeah.
And that's why when we're putting our awareness on it, we're putting the attention behind it. We're putting our intention to actually keep it consistent and connected and not have that pause where aware of where our breath, we're in our body, we're feeling it from our belly, from our diaphragm, which is our breathing muscle, up into our chest, and then letting it flow again. So that's, I know in it, you can't see me, but.
We're super mindful then of yeah, we're, I mean, I can see you. So, but that's what I think. So for those of us that are listening, those of you guys that are listening, is really key. It sounds, step into this. You guys can do this anywhere. The key, like Nicole is saying, is follow the flow of your breath. Don't pause in any stage of it and just keep that momentum. I mean, picture, you know, it could be a spinning top. It could be, you know, a water wheel moving. It could be whatever it is that like everything is continually flowing and there's no pause. And it's a very different, it's interesting. It feels very different when you do it. Mm-hmm. It's very intentional. It is. Of course, if you're focusing on your breath, your mind can't wander. That's the ticket, people.
Yeah. And that's why ticket. It's in your body, right?
Right. Oh my gosh. I love it. Okay. I want to ask you one last question before we dig in and say goodbye. Tell me, is there anything you wish that I've asked you that I didn't?
In this moment, nothing is coming to me.
Awesome. tick for the host, did the job. Well, because, you know, it's so, I get so caught up in what I want to hear. Sometimes I want to make sure that you share what you want to share. So if you feel that we haven't missed anything. And what I'm excited about, Nicole, you guys, has offered a way for you to get some free connection with her through her website. All of that is going to be in the show notes. So just know right now she's doing some amazing work in redesigning her website, but it's active and under construction. I'm doing quotes. And she would love to invite you there to sign up for some free gifts on how to actually get into doing some breath work. And I know she does incredible workshops. And I'm not sure if you do post this, but it will help find what she's doing, where she's doing it by visiting the website. Is there anything else, Nicole, you'd like to add? Or are you feeling good?
I'm just very grateful and honored that I could be a part of this with you. And thank you for inviting me.
Oh, thank you for doing the work that you do, because, you know, so many of us, it's like breathing is, we do it absolutely without conscience. We don't even think about it. And for you as a, you know, a wellness practitioner, as a guide to bring to, again, one of our major life forces, bring our attention back to something so intentional is such a gift. And it's so simple. Why is it, you know, this is the thing. Anybody that's listening, I invite you to connect with practitioners that do these things, because if we were doing it, we wouldn't need these people. But the ultimate thing is we're not doing it. So you need people to help guide the way. So I invite you to connect with Nicole. I cannot thank you all so much for listening. I encourage you to try the breathing technique. Remember, flow, no pause. I invite you to step into it and see what that looks like. Obviously, connect with Nicole if you want to dig deeper and do the healing work. It sounds like those hour and a half sessions, I would be climbing out of my skin, I think, if I did that by myself. I would definitely need support.
Yeah, and that's why you do have a guide or facilitator or coach with you, because you need somebody to hold that space and guide you through.
I am fully aware that I would be the whole time going, I could be doing this. I should be doing this. I know. So, yeah. Oh, Nicole, thank you again so much for being here on behalf of the listeners and myself. Really appreciate you being here.
Thank you again, very much.
And everybody, thank you for joining us again for another episode of Winning with Wellness. It is always a pleasure to share new ideas, new guide and ways to wellness. We invite you to ignite the wellness warrior in you. Do not forget to check out Your Holistic Earth. It's a place where all things wellness live. And we look forward to catching you on another episode. Thank you so much.
thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now, hit subscribe, and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.